All right, Jeremy Albrecht, Southwick. You got a lot of riders to recap. Justin Hill, Jimmy Dakotas, Weston Pike, Justin Bogle. Let's start.
Yeah, it was a tough day for us. We had a couple highlights. We had a killer start for Jimmy D, the first one, and he rode good for a couple laps, got tight. He had to struggle the first one. Was riding better the second one, but he had a crash in the first corner. When he crashed in the first corner, he damaged radiator hose, so then the coolant was leaking. So the bike doesn't run long with no coolant.
You guys were trying to pull him off. Did he actually pull him off, or did he blow up?
No, we tried to pull him off, and then, yeah, lap and a half later, it shut her down. So, yeah, so we tried to pull it in before that happened, because we just didn't want to happen to him. You could smell the coolant. We knew what it was, so we tried. But that was a tough one. That was the only 250 guy for the weekend. And then, yeah, 3 450s, Bogle, first race back, had some great starts, both motos.
Yeah, really good, man. It didn't end up with the results he wanted, but is that actually like good that he did that for you, for the team? Like, does it matter, or I don't know. I would think that's kind of cool.
Yeah, I think even Bogle and, Jimmy D getting a start, it shows the bike's fast. That's really, part of our deal. And the only way you're going to get better is to be up there and racing with all those guys. And, same, it's kind of crazy because Enzo got his first good start. And that was his worst race too. Just when you're up there doing that, you're holding your breath, you're taking different lines, you're riding at a different level than you've been riding, and it's hard to stay there. But the more you do it, the better you'll be. So it's what you have to do to get better.
Yeah. And for the results wise, I guess Bogle, hey, if I were you, I'd say, hey, it's just going to get better from here.
Yeah, and that's the way he felt too. He said it wasn't the day he wanted. He had a good 5-6 laps in him. But again, you can ride at home all you want, but you aren't going to be ready till you come out here and race. And racing's a whole different level, especially this one. This one's tough anyway. But this one's tough on bikes, riders, everything. Yep. Yeah, it's gnarly. Weston crashed in the first turn, the second one also. Yep. We had a lot of first turn crashes.
Hill went down in the first one?
Yeah, we were in the front of the back. But yeah, so Hill crashed in the first one, punctured his arm. Okay. So he's pretty banged up. So they took him to the hospital because they were worried about the cut was so deep and it was kind of numb that they thought he might have got a nerve. But he just texted me that the feeling's coming back and he's just got to get it cleaned out and probably stitched up. He's probably going to be okay. So that's good. That's the positive out of that one. And then Weston crashed the first corner, came all the way back, was riding pretty good, got in about ninth, and then collided with a guy, crashed again, went way back, and then the last lap passed a couple more guys, got back up to 11.
I missed that second crash because I thought he rode really well to get up into 10th or 9th or wherever he was.
Yeah, he rode up in there. He's riding great. Yeah. And then, crashed and then had to work it again. Passed the same guys he just passed. Yeah. But, yeah, he tried hard. Yeah. We'll do better next time. It's a tough day.
Yeah, he's not a sand guy, Weston, so.
Not a sand guy. There's not many of our guys that seem to be, but Bogle was, he could be if it wasn't his first race back. Yeah. And then Jimmy D usually is, but, it was. I feel like it's a bad day, but it wasn't a terrible day. There's worse people. There's people that have worse days, so we'll take it.
That's the attitude. All right, thanks.
All right.